There are two main types of seaplane: flying boats, often called hull seaplanes, and float planes. The bottom of a flying boat's fuselage is its main landing gear. This is usually supplemented with smaller floats near the wingtips, called wing or tip floats. Some flying boats have sponsons, which are short, wing-like projections from the sides of the hull near the waterline. Their purpose is to stabilize the hull from rolling motion when the flying boat is on the water, and they may also provide some aerodynamic lift in flight. Tip floats are sometimes known as sponsons. The hull of a flying boat holds the crew, passengers, and cargo. It has many features in common with the hull of a ship or boat. On the other hand, float planes typically are conventional land planes that have been fitted with separate floats, sometimes called pontoons, in place of their wheels. The fuselage of a float plane is supported well above the water's surface. Some flying boats and float planes are equipped with retractable wheels for landing on dry land. These aircraft are called amphibians. On amphibious flying boats, the main wheels generally retract into the sides of the hull above the waterline. The main wheels for amphibious floats retract upward into the floats themselves, just behind the step. Additional training is suggested for anyone transitioning from straight floats to amphibious aircraft. There are considerable differences between handling a float plane and a flying boat on the water, but similar principles govern the procedures and techniques for both. This book primarily deals with float plane operations, but with few exceptions, the explanations given here also apply to flying boats. A number of amphibious hull seaplanes have their engines mounted above the fuselage. These seaplanes have unique handling characteristics both on the water and in the air. Because the thrust line is well above the center of drag, these airplanes tend to nose down when power is applied and nose up when power is reduced. This response is the opposite of what pilots have come to expect in most other airplanes and can lead to unexpected pitch changes and dangerous situations if the pilot is not thoroughly familiar with these characteristics. Pilots transitioning to a seaplane with this configuration should have additional training.